Hey everybody, Matthew Leary here. I want to take a second to welcome you to Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings talking about yielding to the Lord. And we've been learning how to live our lives in such a way where we are yielded to Him. And we've been seeing some amazing benefits that come from living a life yielded to the Lord. Now, I'm going to start today's broadcast by reading a scripture in 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. It says this, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him." God's Word translation said His eyes scan the whole world. The ICB says the Lord searches. And so one question we have to ask ourselves is this. Is God really doing this? Is He really scanning the earth? And then what is He looking to do? Well, the scripture said He's looking to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards them. The Living Bible said this, He's looking for people whose hearts are perfect towards Him, so that He can show His great power in helping them. The Amplified Bible says that He may support those whose heart is completely His. And so what's God looking to do? He's looking to help. He's looking to sustain people. He's looking to support people. That's what He's looking to do. But what is He looking for? The scripture told us He's looking for those whose heart is perfect towards them. Now, perfect doesn't mean flawless. If God was looking for perfect people in the earth, come on, He wouldn't find any. The word perfect in that verse is talking about your whole heart or your complete heart. God is looking for people who are completely His, whose heart is completely His. He's looking for people who are completely yielded to Him. Now, why is He looking for that? Because yielding to God gives Him access into our lives. And so God is looking for people who are yielded to Him because those are the ones that He has access into their lives, and those are the ones He can help and support. And so every day God is doing this. He's scanning the earth. And what is He looking for? He's looking for people who are yielded to Him because those are the ones that He can help and support. Now, the interesting thing is the enemy is actually doing the same thing. He's looking for people on the earth who will yield to Him so that He can have access into their lives. But He doesn't want to help people. He wants to devour people. 1 Peter 5:8 said this, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith." And so what is the enemy doing? He's seeking whom he may devour. He's not just devouring everybody, the same way God is not just showing Himself strong in behalf of everybody. The enemy is seeking whom he may devour. He's looking for place. He's looking for access. And one of the most wonderful things you've ever heard is the enemy can be looking for access into your life and not find any access, not find any place. You know, this is what he did with Job. Satan told God, he said, "You've put this hedge around Job and around all that he has." Well, how did the enemy know about that hedge? Because he was looking for place into Job's life and found none. He was trying to devour him, and he couldn't devour Job until Job yielded to him and got into fear. And so, how do we give the enemy no place in our lives? How do we make sure he doesn't have access? Well, verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 5 said, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." In other words, he's seeking whom he may devour, and so resist him, because if you resist him, you give him no place to devour you. Ephesians 4:27 says, neither give place to the devil. By resisting the devil, we give him no place. When we yield to him, we do give him place into our lives. And friend, the same thing is true with the Lord. If we yield to him, we give him place. If we resist him, we shut him out. Come on, yielding gives place. Resisting shuts out. I want to say that to you again. Yielding gives place. Resisting shuts out. You know, those of you that are watching the broadcast that are born again, there might be some of you that resisted the Lord for a while before you got born again. You know, maybe people tried to come and minister to you and share the gospel with you, and you said, no, I don't want to have anything to do with the Lord. I don't want to have anything to do with Jesus. And as long as you resisted the Lord, he had no place, no access into your life. But when you yielded to him, you gave him place, and he came into your life and saved you. Yielding gives place. Resisting shuts out. You know, in Revelation 3:20, Jesus said this, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. What's Jesus saying? He's saying, I'm standing at the door and knocking, but if you don't yield, if you don't open the door, I have no access and I won't be able to come in and sup with you and show myself strong in your behalf. I won't be able to. And so you can see from that verse, the way that we let the Lord in is we yield to him. The way we let the enemy in is that we yield to him. And the way that we shut out is we resist. And friend, here's the thing. Many Christians are living in a state of resistance to the Lord. They're pretty much running their own lives. They're doing what they want to do, and they're paying little to no attention to the Lord. And living like that, you will miss out on so much of what God wants to do for you, what God wants to do through you, and what God wants to do in your life. Come on, Christians can resist the Lord, and many are, and many do. And when you do, you miss out on so much of what the Lord wants to do for you. And while you're resisting the Lord, you're actually yielding to the enemy and letting him into your life to steal, kill, and destroy. So much of what happens to so many people happens because they let the enemy in. They yielded to him and let him in. And friend, if you let him in, he's going to steal, kill, and destroy in your life. You know, there are people that call themselves Christians that pay little to no attention to the Lord for 10, 15, 20 years. They don't go to church. They don't read their Bible. And then all of a sudden this horrible thing happens and hits their life. And they wonder, well, how did this happen? If you let the enemy in, he is going to steal, kill, and destroy from you. And so, friend, let's not do it. We don't have to do it. We don't have to let him in. We can resist him. We can shut him out. And we can yield to the Lord. But friend, it is your choice who you yield to. But whoever you yield to, know this, you let into your life. And so me and you, what are we going to do, friend? Together, we're going to yield to the Lord. And we're going to let him into our life. And we're going to see him show himself strong on our behalf. And we're going to receive his help and his grace. And he's going to be able to do all the things he wants to do in our life. And at the same time, we are going to resist the enemy. We are going to say no to him. And we are going to shut him out of our lives. And we're going to miss out on him stealing, killing, and destroying in our lives in the name of Jesus. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, God is scanning the earth looking for people who are yielded to him, so that he can show himself strong in their behalf. Number two, the enemy is looking for people in the earth so that he can have access into their lives. He's looking for people who will yield to him and give him access into their lives so that he can devour them. And number three, yielding gives place, resisting shuts out. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we thank you that you want to show yourself strong in our behalf. And Lord, we're asking you to show us how and to help us to yield to you and give you place so that you can do all the things that you want to do in our lives. Help us to put James 4:7 into work and into practice in our lives. Help us to yield to you, to submit to you, and to resist the devil. Because when we do, Lord, we give you place in our lives, we give the enemy no place in our lives, and Lord, that's what we're after. So we thank you for wisdom and direction and grace and help to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast, and thank you for watching all the broadcasts this week. And I'm hooked together with you in faith, and I'm believing that you are going to yield to the Lord like you never have before, and you are going to see him show himself strong in your behalf like you never have before, in Jesus' name. Now, don't forget to come back Monday for our next edition of our Faith for Life broadcast. We'll see you then. Hey, everybody. Matthew Larry here. Hey, I just want to take a second to invite you to North Smoke Church on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. My wife Amber and I launched the church in January of 2020, and we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services. Now, if you come to one of our services, you will experience the presence of God. You will be fed the Word of God, and you will be around people of faith who love the Lord. You know, North Smoke Church is a great place to go to church, and you will like coming to church here. And so we just want to invite you to be a part of one of our services, and we hope to see you soon.